actually, because I have noticed that in Tunisia especially, we have many journalists that didn't study journalism at all. I have many friends who are writing articles in newspapers, internet newspapers, and site webs, and many other social media. So they contribute in passing the message.
I absolutely know what you're talking about, and this is an issue of this convergence, and it's something that we work with a lot in the professionalization of media workers, where people are not actually educated journalists. But I think we should get back to it, because it's a big discussion. Yep. Target groups, framing the message. It's crucial that you know who you are talking to. Are you talking to the women's group in the local village? Are you talking to top politicians? Are you talking to journalists? You should frame your message accordingly. How to frame the message? An effective message should be simple. It should explain your cause clearly. If you have too many ambiguities around your message, it will confuse people. So the more clear, simple, condensed you can make your message, the better. You should emphasize the critical importance. Why exactly is it important what you're working with? Why is what you are working with more important than the other group over there? You should know the facts. We talked about that a lot yesterday. If you have to be accurate, you have to be honest. If audiences, they feel that you are dishonest or that you don't have, you know, your facts in place, that you don't know what you're talking about, you will lose credibility in a snap. So you really, really have to be careful about getting the facts right. Meaning, again, what we spent a lot of time on yesterday, you have to be aware of your method. In academia, that's also crucial. It's less crucial often in journalism. I wish it wasn't. But what's your method to get your so-called facts? How do you establish your facts? What's the data? How do you collect the data? How do you describe the process? Is it quantitative? Is it qualitative? If it's qualitative, how can you then claim that this is something which is a problem of a larger group of the people? Also, you should tell people something new. Now we're talking a bit more in relation to the public relation. You know, tell them something new, something they have not really considered yet. You should be engaging, interesting, and maybe even shocking. And this is very important, you should articulate the need to take action and you should provide solutions. This, I think, is a crucial role of civil society. Often even the politicians, the policymakers, they don't have a clue on how you can solve these problems because they're far away from the populations who are affected. So know your target group, know the people you're working with. What do they say? What are their solutions to the problems? And bring those solutions to the VIPs or whoever you think have the power to change things. So a message should be easy for your audience to understand. It should be concise, as concise as possible. And it should also be emotionally compelling. Once you have worked around these messages or the core message, test it. You know, test it on the target audience. Is the group of local women or children that you're working with, do they understand what you're saying? Do politicians or high-level academics, do they understand your message? So let's just take a couple of examples of short and somehow, I won't say what I think you should consider this for yourself.